you were driving to and from Madison during the summer, there's a good chance you saw a billboard with the words, "You are loved," over a rainbow flag and superimposed with flowers. That billboard was designed by Madison-based artist Ray Senarigi, and it was originally intended to just be up in June for Pride Month. But thanks to a grassroots campaign, the billboard has expanded to states like Montana, Minnesota, and North Carolina. And it can be seen on lawn signs, t-shirts, and stickers. Senarigi spoke with Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski, and he begins by explaining what inspired him to create this billboard.
This year has been unprecedented in the amount of anti-trans legislation that's been trying to be passed across the United States. And as these bills were being introduced, first there were just a few of them, and there were literally dozens happening. Over the spring, I was feeling pretty frustrated and very, you know, sad for the trans youth, because really these bills aren't affecting someone like me who's an adult. They're really targeted at trans youth, so children who are in school and even in college. And I just was feeling really like I didn't know how to help, right? I was making artwork, I was putting it on Instagram, but it felt a little bit like shouting into the void. and there came a point where I was like, I have to do something tangible. And so I ended up reaching out to some folks here to find out who was doing work on the ground in Wisconsin. And I was connected with the folks at Fair Wisconsin and GSafe. And, you know, I just reached out to them and told them, like, look, I have a bunch of artwork that I've already created. Is there any way that I can give you some of this artwork to use to help you raise money and help you do the work that you're doing? And they already had a billboard selected and purchased for the month of Pride Month, so for June. They showed me the artwork that they had, and it was fairly simple. It was just a rainbow flag with the words "Celebrate Pride." And so I asked them, you know, if I could redesign that, and we talked through it a little bit. And I really wanted to have this be a message that could, you know, if I could say anything to those trans youth who are struggling, who are feeling attacked by adults in their states, who already are at, you know, high risk of suicide. If I could say anything to them, it was like, I wanted them to know that they are loved, that there is the whole community of people who support them, who love them, and who are fighting for them.
Right. And that phrase it's simple, but it's powerful and inclusive and can really go a long way. You mentioned they already had a billboard planned that featured a pride flag. So was that kind of your parameters that inspired you to then make your own design? And we'll have the images for listeners to look at on our website if they haven't seen this already. But the design of your billboard, you know, it features the progress rainbow flag along with some superimposed flowers and the message, "You are loved." So can you share what went into this design?
You know, much of the work that I do as a fine artist is actually painted portraiture, but I'm also a graphic designer by trade. And a lot of times my portraiture work takes me months to create. So it's a slow process. I can't do something that's reactive, right? And so doing typography work has been a way for me to create artwork in a little bit faster fashion. And it's been one of those outlets that helps me kind of react to things that I think are happening out there in a quicker fashion. So that a lot of my typography work over the last, I'd say, 2 years, I've developed this kind of combination of type design and flowers. And I've noticed that I really like doing it. I enjoy it, and that people really resonate to it. And I think that there's something powerful with the flowers. A lot of times the flowers that I make, I kind of suggest movement, like that these flowers are kind of floating, that there's motion. And there's just been this really interesting kind of visceral reaction that people have had to this message in particular. And I think that something about those flowers evoke emotion in people, along with the words, obviously.
Are the particular flowers that you chose, do they symbolize anything to you?
No, you know, I like the illustrative aspect of the flowers. And so I'm trying to add new flowers all the time and draw new flowers for my own self. But, you know, some of them are kind of accurate flowers, and others are a little bit of a of a mix of my own imagination and flowers that I've seen.
For sure.
it's more about the essence of that feeling, I think, that flowers give us than it is about a specific flower.
As you mentioned, your main body of work is creating these amazing, bright, colorful, larger-than-life paintings of transgender and non-binary people. How did you find your creative process differing for this billboard and in your typography work? What do you find yourself working through or thinking of when you're doing this versus spending, as you said, months on a large-scale painting?
Yeah, they are very, very different processes. The portraiture work is this kind of meditative. It's also like I'm using my whole body because the work is large. And so I'm, you know, up and I'm down and I'm sitting on a chair and I'm kneeling and I'm over here. And really, you know, the digital work is very different. I'm sitting at a desk and I'm illustrating on a tablet and it's much more sedentary. So I actually have to take, I think, more breaks when I'm doing digital work than I do when I'm doing, you know, physical painting, which you'd probably think it would be the opposite. But the digital work is helpful for me because, you know, when I started basically focusing on fine art about 5-6 years ago, after surviving cancer, I made a promise to myself that I would not only dedicate time every day to my fine art, but that I would base all of the artwork that I'm creating from a place of love. And so that has been true with my portraiture work, but it's also been true when I'm in kind of a reactive space, like what I just described, you know, where this came from. It came from a place of pain and anger. And instead of, you know, creating something that was about what I am against, right, I tried to flip that and get a message out there that was what I wanted, you know, what I want those folks to hear, and not just trans youth. Like, this has been resonating with folks who are all across the spectrum. And so the digital work really helps me do things in a quicker fashion. And it helps me, you know, being able to use words sometimes is necessary. And so it's also just this like completely other kind of creative aspect.
This billboard, as you mentioned, was initially just for Pride Month campaign in Madison, but it's since grown to be featured in other cities. It's turned into bumper stickers, yard signs. It's grown a different life of its own. So can you share how this turned into a grassroots effort to share your art and this message?
It has. It's been a really incredible ride. So you're right. It started as one billboard. It was supposed to be up for 1 month. It actually ended up being up for 3 months here in Madison. And we knew right away when we got it up that, like, we thought that the message was going to resonate. And then it was very apparent that it was resonating strongly. And so the billboard came, and we followed that up with bumper stickers and yard signs that are for sale through Fair Wisconsin. And I had folks reaching out to me from all across the nation saying, you know, I really like that. How do we get this in our state? How do we get this where we are? And so, you know, I did some thinking. I did some talking with Fair Wisconsin and the GSAFE folks to discuss, like, what could we do? I didn't want to take away from what we were doing here in Wisconsin. But I do believe, like, getting this message out as far and wide as possible is a really positive thing. And they agreed. And so we actually made it possible to make a donation of any amount to the Equality Federation, which is an organization that helps all 50 states fight for equality. And so we set up a special page where you can make a donation of any amount to that organization, and I will get notified. And then I work with those folks in those areas. So I'm really relying on people in whatever area they are. They will know where the billboard is that, you know, would get a lot of traffic that people would see. And for instance, I had a friend in Montana who wanted to get this billboard up, made a donation, I think in June, and then finally was able to, a couple of months later, find a three different business owners who each donated 1 month of billboard rental. So they got the billboard up, and then one of those business owners put it out to the community and said, hey, you know, we want to get this billboard up for another month so that it is up for the rest of the year, basically, through the end of 2021. And they put it out, and within about 2 weeks, they had such an influx from the community that the billboard is going to be up for the next year. So like, people really like I said, they're really resonating with this image and with this message. And I think that people want to put positivity out into the world. They want to further this message, and they want it on their cars or in their yards or, you know, on a billboard. And it's just had a profound effect on me that people, you know, have taken it upon themselves, have donated their own money to get this message out there. And it's just been really powerful to watch.
How have you felt, in addition to seeing the community response and have it spread beyond Wisconsin, but also to have your art be impactful, not just in your traditional gallery space that most of your career is focused on?
Yeah, it was completely unexpected. You know, I did not set out in any way to start a grassroots campaign or even design a billboard. It was more that I wanted to make myself available to do something good with my artwork, you know, to put myself out there in whatever way that I could. And I think that that's really what I found powerful about this, is that whatever it is that you have a talent for, you know, finding a way to put that to use to furthering a cause, or, you know, trying to make a positive impact in the world. I think, like, there are people who, you know, can phone bank, and that is helpful, or they can, maybe they're a lawyer and they can help in that way. I wasn't able to do that, but, you know, I was able to give my art. And so I found a way to do that. And I think it's just been a really humbling experience. I'm incredibly grateful for all of the love that I think I have gotten to receive by people taking this message and making it their own and bringing it further into the world.
Well, it certainly is a beautiful message and billboard. So Ray, thank you so much for joining me to talk a little bit more about it.
Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Ray Senarigi is a transgender non-binary artist based in Madison. He spoke with Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski about his You Are Loved billboard. And you can see pictures of his work at wuwm.com.